That was how I learned a second very important thing, which was that the planet he came from was hardly bigger than a house. Every day I'd learn something about the little prince's planet, about his departure, about his journey. This was how I learned, on the third day, about the drama of the baobabs.
Isn't it true that sheep eat bushes?
Yes, that's right.
And therefore they eat baobabs, too.
Baobabs are not bushes, but trees, as tall as churches. Even a whole herd of elephants couldn't finish off a single baobab.
But before they grow big, they'd start out by being little.
True enough. But why do you want your sheep to eat little baobabs? I was forced to make a great mental effort to understand this problem all by myself. And in fact, on the Little Prince's planet, there were, as on all planets, good plants and bad plants. The good plants come from good seeds, and the bad plants from bad seeds. But the seeds are invisible. They sleep in the secrecy of the ground until one of them decides to wake up. But if it's a seed of a bad plant, you must pull the plant up right away as soon as you can recognize it. As it happens, there were terrible seeds on the Little Prince's planet. Baobab seeds. Now, if you attend to a baobab too late, you can never get rid of it again. It overgrows the whole planet. Its roots pierce right through, and if the planet is too small, and if there are too many baobabs, they make it burst into pieces